Well, hello and welcome back to another live show here on Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, coming to you from Morehead City, North Carolina. Oh, that's great. So for those of y'all who are wondering how you can learn from Fuquan, be sure and stay on to the end of the show, which is only going to be about 11 more minutes. Before you have in fact, we've been putting up on the video his contact information. Another thing, Fuquan, you got a brand new book that you've just published and released. How about show everybody a copy of what the book looks like, and we'll let everybody know how to get a copy of it here in about 10 minutes.
Awesome. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. So, Passion for Real Estate Investments. So, and you can go to PFREI, that's PFREI.co, that's Passion for Real Estate Investments. This just talks about my journey when I got started in the business, the different types of investments that I've discovered, whether it's passive or active, and it kind of tell my backstory and what I'm actually doing now, which is a hybrid model of buying notes. And also we are in the local community in our area here in New Jersey and some of the towns buying tax liens and buying these properties at a discount. Vacant properties, we're putting them back on a tax roll, creating better living standards for people in the community. So we're doing some real property stuff local to us as well. And I talk about some of that stuff in this book. So you guys get a free copy, right? If you say, I want the free book, whoever leaves a message and see this and say, I want the free book, we'll get you a link to get a free copy of the book that I just released. And it's actually on Amazon too, if you guys want to check it out.
Well, I tell you what, since we're talking about the book, let's don't let them wait till the end of the show. Let's go ahead and put up here on the show. What's the URL that they can get that free book, Fuquan?
Okay. Would I just put it in the chat?
Actually, our producer, Scott, will put it up after you say it.
Okay. So you can go to, it's a tiny URL, actually. In a second. It's passion, the number 4, REI.
So www.passion4REI.com?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to write that down right here. We'll put it up on the video for those that are. Now, we've got up here on the screen just the initial P. Is it the initial P or do we spell out passion?
No, it's passion.
Okay. Yep. So we need to fix that, Scott. There we go. So www.passion4REI.com. Perfect. So here we got Christine saying, I want a free book. Bart wants a free book. Art wants a free copy. Everybody wants a free copy. By the way, folks, if you're just tuning in with us here on the show, on the live stream, either Facebook or YouTube, say hello to us in the comment section. Give us your name, what city and state you're from. And Fuquan will get your questions answered. So here, I got a question for you, Fuquan. Let me put you on the spot. So since 2003, I've been investing in single family houses. I've rehabbed about 400 of these babies. And how about give myself, hey, Michael Joyner just joined us. Michael says hello and thank you, Fuquan. Michael, welcome to the show. Tell us, what are the benefits and the advantages to investing in either these notes or non-performing assets as opposed to houses and apartments and self-storage units that you're actually investing in the asset itself versus the note that's behind it?
Yeah, so it depends on if you're a busy professional and you want to do something that's laptop cell phone based. I mean, for me, coming from a world of flipping houses to start learning how to invest in notes, it was just a little bit more passive for me, meaning that it was passive and I had a small active role just managing processes and managing vendors versus actually being out in the field, boots on the ground at that time, running around, scouring the neighborhood for deals. And trying to put stuff together and manage contractors. I just felt that I can manage more notes than actually more real property. And I learned it and was able to, at the same time, help homeowners share the discount that I got from the bank, give them a reprieve. It felt good doing that. And, you know, I just fell in love with the business. So for me, it was a way to kind of pivot to still doing something that was real estate based, but just a little bit more laptop, cell phone. At the time, you know, I was raising two boys, and basically, I still am today. You know, it was better for me to be home and be able to work from a laptop, cell phone, and do stuff till I built the business out and learned it. So it's just what your preference is. Today I do both. I do real property and notes. In 2015, you know, I realized that the pricing of notes were going up. There were a lot of people getting involved, and I had these resources at these banks and servicing companies that had assets for me, real property local in my area. So I started to do some of that as well. And today that's what I pretty much focus on, is a diversified model. We purchase notes and we get real estate at discounts via the tax liens and or off-market property opportunities.
Perfect. Okay, folks, if you're just now tuning in with us, my guest today here on the live streams on Facebook and YouTube is Fuquan Bilal. Also here on my podcast show, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And Fuquan has just released and published his new book titled Passion for Real Estate Investing. And if you want a free copy, everybody right now, put in the comment bar below the video right now, I want the book. I want the free book. If you want the free book, put in the comment section right now, I want the free book. And after you do that, get right on over to the website, www. And give it out one more time. There it is, www.passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, the numeral 4, REI.com. So everybody's wanting the book there, Fuquan, Art and Bart and Christine and Michael. And we have Siobhan, if I'm saying that right, from the YouTube channel. So that's great. So the question you just answered for me, if I understood to sort of summarize your answer, what's the benefit of investing in these non-performing assets? It sounds like there's not as many moving parts to investing in the notes, whether they're performing or non-performing, as there is finding a motivated seller of a house or property or a commercial piece, fixing it up, overseeing the renovations, getting it on the market, getting it sold, et cetera. And that it seems like it's just more of perhaps of a easier, simpler, more mobile process that doesn't take as much time.
Absolutely. So, once the processes are built out, everything just becomes systematical. So you have vendors that you can leverage. And power team, which consists of your realtor, your attorney, your private investigator. You have all these people who are the asset manager who's managing your file if it's not performing, kind of keep the file moving along to the foreclosure process. And then that's when you have a negotiation. So there's only two things that can happen during that process. Either you take the house or you work something out where it modifies and you start receiving payment. So all that's done through, a spark, a single point of contact, and that's what makes it a little bit hands-off for you. You just have to learn pricing, analyzing, due diligence. And again, this is if you're being active. If you are passive, you can buy something that already has cash flow, something that's performing. But if it goes non-performing, then it becomes active for you again. So we strategically partner up with capital partners to take down trades of pools of these non-performing assets, or sometimes you have sub-performing. Maybe they're making 10 out of 12 payments or 9 out of 12 payments, and you get in, renegotiate something to get it back on track performing with a good pay history. So just being creative.
Excellent. A note over to our producer, Scott. Scott, we got a comment from one of our audience members saying that the site is not working. So, Scott, if you wouldn't mind, take a second, check out the site while we're here on the show. And if we got some difficulties on that end, we'll make sure that, or I'm sure Fuquan will make sure the site is working. So, Fuquan, what was, and Scott, while you're simultaneously pushing all the buttons, let's put Fuquan's contact URL up there. So everybody will have at least a way to contact
Fuquan. Yeah.
And what's that website one more time? Your main, I've got it right here. Is it nngcapitalfund.com?
Yeah. nngcapitalfund.com. And if you guys have any challenges with getting a free book, you can just send me an email there saying, hey, I want their free book. I'll make sure you get it. We'll take care of that for you.
Excellent. So that's so as a backup, anybody, Bart or anybody, if you're having difficulties with that website that we gave out, just go to www.nn, that's Nancy, Nancy, G, Capital Fund, .com. Phu Quan, interesting world that you here are a part of. Parting comments, Phu Quan, as we wrap up this show.
Yeah, I think that going into, the next decade, as real estate investors, we all should be focused on having a diversity model. And we actually just trademark diversified hybrid real estate investing. And what we're doing is some people out there who invest in real property, some people invest in paper, some people lend private money and do real estate. So just having that diverse strategy in your portfolio would definitely bring a blend of some good, healthy returns and will create as a buffer, a hedge against whatever is to come. So I just would basically say all the investors should focus on having that diversity in their portfolio, whether they're passive or active. Those are the parting words that I have. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Those are wise words because my mentor and friend, Dan Kennedy, I learned from him years ago, the most dangerous number in any business is the number one. One realtor, one real estate attorney, and one strategy in your portfolio. Let's see here. Okay, so Scott is giving us a little heads up there on the URL. So one more time, folks, for getting in touch with Phu Quan, his website that you can reach out to him, send him an email wanting a copy of his free book is www.n as in Nancy, gcapitalfund.com. And just one last second, Scott, before we leave, if you can put up all the comments, or I think I got them over here. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Looky here, Phu Quan. You have got a young, aggressive real estate investor here in Kinston, North Carolina. His name is Michael, and he is tuning in. I said 20 years. I said young. He's been a contractor for 20 years. Read that wrong. And he's been flipping for 2 years. Well, let me tell you something, Michael. I think you might be signed up. I'm not sure. But, Michael, you need to get to my – you're in Kinston, North Carolina, Michael. You need to be to my upcoming live event that's only 2 weeks from right now. But for those of you that are watching live, yes, my live event is 2 weeks from right now, which, in fact, Scott, my producer, just put it up. If y'all want to get rocking and rolling on real estate investing and you want more funding for your deals, it's February 26th, 27th, and 28th. For those of you that are tuning in on the podcast, sorry, you got the message too late. But for those of you that are here on the live stream, Facebook and YouTube, you can take advantage of it. You get to come for free at www.jayconner.com/live-event. That's Jay Connor with an E-R, jayconner.com/live-event. And yes, Michael, you want to be at this event. Phu Quan, thank you so much again, my friend, for your time and for the awesome information that you gave out. Yes, Bart Guy, I will see you live at the upcoming event. Phu Quan, I appreciate you. Hey, look, are you at the next mastermind meeting?
Of course. Can't miss
it. Awesome, man. Awesome, man. Well, look, I appreciate you more than you know, Phu Quan. Thank you so much. My heart and my hat's off to you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. All right, everybody, it's you, our audience, that makes this show. Thank you for tuning in. For all of you that have been here on the live stream, be sure and share and pass on the love. Share this show and this link on to your friends and connections on Facebook and YouTube so they can take advantage as well. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye for now.